This weekend, Prince Harry wed the American actress Meghan Markle in Windsor, England, nearly 4,000 miles away from downtown Indianapolis. But as WBAA's Emily Seiberg reports, at a royal wedding watch party at the Circle City's Skyline Club, more than 80 people gathered to see the ceremony, reflect on the deeper meaning of the union, and drink mimosas.
On every widescreen TV in the room, at 7 a.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, Meghan Markle emerges from a Rolls-Royce and onto the steps of St. George's Chapel beneath a 16-foot-long wedding veil.
She's getting out now, right now.
That's Kate Surik, who's been up since 3:30. She and her friend, Emily Rogers Klein, are dressed for a royal wedding in their elaborate, befeathered hats, but since they weren't on the guest list, Rogers Klein says they're happy to view the nuptials from the 36th floor of Indianapolis's One America building.
We're just obsessed. We're so excited to have somebody from America marrying in.
Jean Beeman is a Purdue University sociology professor. She says the concept of ritual is important in bringing people together, but in this instance, part of the interest is rooted in the U.S.'s historical connection to England. For the record, Indiana land came under British control in 1763.
I guess I would also want to point to the colonial context that, you know, the U.K. is not just a random country for Americans.
I think that it's great that Queen is welcoming her into the family, and that the nation is welcoming her as an African American.
Atheleanor Washam came to the watch party with her daughter and her granddaughter. She says the wedding, which featured a gospel choir and a sermon from an African American bishop, is a new dawn for the monarchy.
It's a different look for them, and I think that people are happy about it. I am.
Like Washam, Purdue professor Jean Beeman is Black. She says the fact that Meghan Markle isn't just an American, but also has an African-American parent, makes this event more meaningful.
This represents some kind of way forward into a more sort of inclusive or multicultural world. And I think a lot of Americans, particularly this moment, are very invested in that idea.
The watch party looks and feels like a wedding reception, with a buffet line, floral arrangements, and artfully folded napkins. People dab away tears and critique the wedding dress. Reviews are mixed. There's even a table for Northwestern University alumni who've gathered in support of the newly minted Duchess of Sussex, a graduate of the Northwestern class of 2003.
She represents a Northwestern alum. I mean, she represents so much.
Deanna Connerly organized the alumni meetup. She says when a wedding of this magnitude happens, it belongs to the world.
And I think people find their own story in a royal wedding, so.
Markle, who's also been married before, resonates for Kate Surik.
I am married and I have been divorced, and she gives hope to all of us.
So, how long do the friends plan on staying? Emily Rogers Klein doesn't hesitate.
As long as we're going to continue to serve as mimosas.
For WBAA News, I'm Emily Seiberg.